Hey, yo, yo, yo. Welcome back. We're back with another episode of the stream of Feeling Stats. It's your boy Phil and my man Kobe. We're going to talk about some sports this week, man. Y'all know how we do on here, man. Breaking it down, giving you news, giving you issues. We're talking about it, going back and forth. But, you know, we have a big, big, big event coming up tomorrow, on Saturday, July 29th. Man, big fight. We got the Errol Spence versus Bud Crawford fight. And like we told you last week, man, we're here to give you predictions. Well, man, Kobe's going to give you a prediction. He's going to break it down for us, man. Let us know what he thinks and what's going on, what's happening. What's good? How you living, Kobe? How you been this week, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. It's fight week, bro. Not only is it fight week, I mean, shit, it's fight day. You know what I'm saying? Fight day. So, you know, we watching the weigh-in right now, but, you know, it's the fight day, man. And, you know, we all been waiting for this. You know, Meek say, I used to pray for times like this and rounds like this, you know. You know, that's how we feeling in the boxing community. But, you know, man, it's amazing, but I know we'll get to it a little bit later, man. But how's everything going for you?
But everything's going good, man. I'm just, football is finally coming back, training camp starting and stuff like that. And also, fight night, man. You know what I mean? I've been waiting for this fight just as well, man. Just waiting for these two to go at it, these Titans. You know what I'm saying? It's a good draw, good match. I think it's going to happen. So, hey, that's what I'm waiting on for. It's Saturday, man. Be in front of the TV, maybe the fight party, be ready to go, man.
Nah, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right on that part, bro. That's definitely crazy. But you were telling me about let's jump into football before we get to boxing, because we're gonna end up boxing. Not gonna be too long of a show. It's really our pre-fight show. But you was telling me about Dalvin Cook to the Jets.
Well, we know Aaron Rodgers took a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? He signed a new deal, 2 years, $75 million. But it freed up about $35 million in their cap where they can work it around. And when that happened, you know, all of a sudden Dalvin Cook got on the plane. Gonna meet with the New York Jets, and we know he's been the hot running back on the market. So it could be a possibility that he could be there in New York with the Jets, with the adding on and everything. And I know the reason why they did make that meeting is because, you know, they did have Breece Hall last year, who was on pace for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He got hurt, so you know what I'm saying. He's gonna be coming back from injury, so it all lines up. It all is a chess piece for, you know, bigger and better things. And we know Aaron Rodgers was saying it's not a one and done thing, so. Signs a new 2 year deal, free up some money. Maybe we'll get another weapon for him on that offense, man. That would be big. That would be huge on that Jets offense.
Nah, that would definitely be huge, man. That would definitely be huge. That's and then, you know, I think that's great for them. I mean, I'm still questioning on Rodgers because I didn't think Rodgers looked, you know, his best last year. And obviously he's not gonna look his best last year, right? Yeah. Obviously he's much older. So I think that's gonna be interesting. Because Dalvin Cook is definitely a beast. It's just that you don't pay the running backs anymore.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's going to come down to what the actual numbers are going to be and what they're willing to pay. I know Dalvin Cook, he was due to make like $15-16 million in Minnesota. That's the reason why they let him go. You know what I'm saying? Kind of cut down the cost there. And as you know what I'm saying, as they get ready to pay, Minnesota get ready to pay their big-time receiver, and maybe they'll pay their quarterback. We'll see on that. But I just know for sure that with this signing, with this re-signing and everything like that, that is a big move. It's a big move shaking in the NFL.
Nah, that's you. You're absolutely right.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Also, getting into some more football. I know training camps in full swing now, man. We've had quite a bit of training camp start. We had some injuries already in training camp. I know the biggest one that we've seen, Joe Burrow, his calf. He had a calf strain. And we also had Garrett Wilson with the Jets, a receiver, who came up a little gimpy as well, had to get carted off. And I know Jalen Ramsey in Miami, man. He tore his meniscus, had surgery on his torn meniscus. So they say he'd be back around maybe like December for a playoff push. So hopefully that defense that really is really, really good anyway already. And then you just hopefully you get him back for the playoff push and stuff like that. So then also I know we've also had – well, then I know there was a case, you know, the Hines, the running back for the Bills, you know, he had got injured off of the offseason by, you know what I'm saying, his accident. But I'm hearing like they even – it's something with his contract, but they're trying to change how much they're going to pay him for this year, how much you're going to – actually get, and he might only get a certain amount because of the injury and stuff like that.
That's tough right there, man.
Yeah, that's big.
Like, Man, you know me. I'm not even the type of person that I don't really do outdoor adventures. I'm not. I do something for a vacation, but other than that, I really don't, you know, get down too much on that part. But that gotta suck whenever you do that, and it ends up costing you a lot of money, man.
Yes, a lot of money. Yes, very, very much so. A lot of money. Like that's like I kind of want to get more of the details of what actually happened. It wasn't like his friends playing around, someone losing control. Because it's like, man, now you may be costing me millions. All because I was just trying to enjoy my offseason with friends and family.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough, man.
Yeah, have you been watching any of the Steelers training camp, man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have, man. You know, I've been into training camp. I think it started last year where I've been really following training camp and the notes and so far we're looking good. Defense looking good. Alex Highsmith and TJ Watt appear to be a problem. You had a video with George Pickens and Joey Porter Jr. Mm. You know, George Pickens got the best of them, but I hate that they slowed it up at a certain point because you can't really. I feel like they just should have let it play. So when they played it, because it seemed like at the top of the route, George pushing pick, it looked like he pushes JP Paul down, or he maybe loses balance. I'm not really sure, but it just didn't. I just wish they would have slowed that part down. But other than that, man, everyone's looking great. I think we're a better team than last year. I'm not saying that we'll have a better record. I'm just saying I know we're a better team than we were last year.
Oh yeah, y'all got TJ Watt back, man. That's a defensive player type guy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can get you 15 sacks easily, you know what I'm saying, coming off that edge. And then you like you said, you got Highsmith who's coming back for another year. I know y'all got your defensive line and the Steelers added Patrick Peterson, added Joey Porter Jr. in the draft at corner. So, yeah, and I already have Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's probably one of the best safeties in the league. So, like, yeah, defense is always going to be there. It's just all about that other side of the ball and Mr. Pickett, man. Mr. Pickett playing quarterback and getting into his weapons and things like that. That's going to be the biggest thing, I think, draw for y'all that we have to worry about with the Steelers. And everything else, I think, is going to be in place. I think I did, like, upgrade your offensive line as well, too. So, yeah, y'all be fine on the instance of that. I do feel y'all are a better team. It's just, it's that division y'all in. Is y'all gonna be able to do what it takes to get over the hump to win?
Man, we're gonna do it, man. We ain't, you know, we never was afraid of them. We never had, you know, I mean, with the Browns, the Bengals, the Ravens, you know, the AFC North, but I was gonna have those AFC games, you know, so mm-hmm. AFC North games. So, you know, we prepared for that. You know, we hold the standard for that. Now we're not worried about that part at all.
Yeah. I know. That's it. Anyway, that's it. So that's it. Y'all gonna go in there. Try to go get that division, man. It's gonna be a fun one in that AFC North. But I know here, down here, you know, we are in Houston. We got the Houston Texans.
Yeah. You know how y'all feeling,
man? I feel good about the team. I really feel like we have guys that's gonna compete. Like we have positions that are guys gonna make guys compete. Like it ain't no going out there. This is just your spot, and we finna, you know, just. Give it to you now. You got to earn it because we talk about inside linebacker, we talk about defensive ends, we talk about on the end rusher, and then we got a great tandem of safeties back there. We got a mix of veteran and young, and the young kid put up veteran numbers last year as a rookie, and then you add over Jimmy Ward coming over, but competing, and then now you know we got the competition on the offensive side of the ball between the quarterback who's going to be QB1, and I think Davis Mills, you know, actually being since he's been here, he's the veteran in the group. But they added Case Keenum as well, you know, in the group. But we know Case Keenum is there for the backup role or version quarterback or whatever it is like that. So, but it's the young kid, he's getting it. They've been showing, he's been showing signs of, like, he's taking over. A lot of the guys are commanding to him, you know what I'm saying, letting him lead. You know, so he looking like he might be possibly week one starter, but we still gotta get that process. We only have day two of training camp in Houston. So, I know – I've seen some clips, seen some Davis Mills bad throws. I've seen some bad throws, CJ Spartis. But overall, man, CJ's been solid. And then offensive line, man, we just signed our right tackle. Along, we signed our left tackle earlier, Larry McTunzel, but we just signed our right tackle and Titus Howard to a nice little deal at right tackle. And he's been holding up. He's been doing his thing, man. This offensive line has a very good chance to be a top 10 offensive line, maybe top 5 offensive line in his league this year.
Man, that's good. So how do you feel? Because I think that everybody feels like Jacksonville is obviously the front runner in you guys' division. How do you feel about your division?
Actually, you are right. Everybody thinks Jacksonville. I don't think Jacksonville is the front runner. I still think the Tennessee Titans still the front runner. Like, even though Tannehill's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, he's a quarterback that has won this division before. He still has a coach that has won coach a year and won this division before. And a lot of guys that kept, they didn't really lose anything. And then you add the likes of DeAndre Hopkins, now you're giving them a number one receiver to go along with what Derrick Henry does in the backfield. So now you give them an opportunity to have a weapon on the passing game, which they probably didn't have. They didn't have last year. They had a rookie that was, they were trying to make the number one guy, but now he can come in, learn from DeAndre Hopkins and be a great number two next to DeAndre Hopkins. And, you know what I'm saying, a lot can carry on. And the Titans defense is still good. It's not like they're bad. And they have a defensive-minded coach that can knows how to coach defenses and things like that. So I still think the Tennessee Titans are the clash, the leader of our division. The Jaguars, they had a good run last year, but a lot of people forget the last few games, the games that they went hot. They played teams that didn't make the playoffs, teams that didn't have quarterbacks, and they got hot and rolled into the playoffs and did what they had to do. I do believe Trevor Lawrence does take a step up, but I don't see them winning the division. I don't have them as a class of the division. And also, NFL, they got to redo that top 100. They had Trevor Lawrence below Justin Fields on the Ravens.
I mean, bro, I don't really. I think those lists, man. You know, those lists are just the cause conversation, bro, and cause controversy to some people, man. You really can't. Those lists aren't the actual results. You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't really get too tripped up over the list.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I understand. I get it. You know, everybody want to get into it, but. Yeah. Man, 4,000 yards passing in the playoffs is lower than a guy who came barely at 2,000. But I understand. It's all definitely a thing to get a conversation started. You're right about that, man. But what any other divisions that you're looking at?
Nah, man. You know, I think I'm just getting the swing of football mode. I'm just getting the swing of college football, ready for my Longhorns to have a good year. I've been paying attention to my Steelers. Of course, because I'm a Steelers fan, obviously. But man, I mean, I just feel like it's Mahomes in the field, the Chiefs in the field. If I'm being honest with you, so for me, I'm not even looking at a division. I'm trying to see who can come out those divisions. Like, you know, even with like I think the AFC East would be tough because you do got Miami, you got Buffalo, and you got the Jets, right?
And then you got the Patriots.
And you got the Patriots, right? I'm leaving the Patriots out now. That's crazy. Yeah. And you got those situations, you know, that you hear about where, like, you know, I don't know if it's rumors or not, but you hear Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen aren't getting along and stuff like that. So then it makes you think, like, well, in the league, in a division that's going to be so tough, you know, is this a sign because obviously if you have four good teams – I'm gonna say four good teams in a potential good team in the Patriots. Obviously, one of them is gonna have to have a real down year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or all of them will have average years, right? Or average seasons, right? So I think that could that be the sign that, you know, when you see Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen that they're not getting along, whatever that means. But could that just ultimately foreshadow that the Bills are gonna be the team to take a step back in the AFC East? They're going to be the ones we look at and we're going to say, dang, they really, you know, they really didn't do what they're supposed to do this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would. That's definitely a possibility for sure. But I think it is a lot of pressure on the Bills this year to get it done, especially in Josh Allen. Man. Like Josh Allen has been talked about in MVP conversations, best player in the league for the last at least 2-3 years for sure. And then they've been Super Bowl contenders now for the last 2-3 years as well. And you get Von Miller back. I think they signed Leonard Floyd to the team. So that's another guy that they add to your defense. It's a lot of pressure on Josh Allen and those Bills. And I can see it, like you said, I can see they'll be the ones who take a step back. And they just can't step up to the pressure that is given to them in that division. And then also, you got the Jets who have a tremendous amount of pressure because of what they're doing together. They got Aaron Rodgers. They added these receivers. They added possibly Dalvin Cook. The defense is already top five in the league, all of this. And, like, now it's time to put up a show because you got your quarterback because we know last year that was the issue. That was the only problem they really had was the quarterback position, and now you got Aaron Rodgers, a future Hall of Famer, that still got some juice in him. So, hey, here we go. And then you got the Miami Dolphins, who had the best offense last year. Defense was really good. They added Jalen Ramsey, but now Jalen Ramsey's hurt. But they still have a really good defense. They added Bradley Chubb last year. So that division has a lot of expectations throughout that division. And then you also have the Patriots, who's the fourth team in that division. They're searching for more weapons. Right? They did sign Juju. They still have Stevenson at running back. And Mac Jones finally gets him an offensive coordinator this year. Because last year it showed that having a defensive guy call an offense, it showed that, like, Mac Jones regressed. And I hate, because he's a solid quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to be a top-tier quarterback, but he's a good quarterback that can run, be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but you got to give him the ability and the help to do that. He can't do it by himself. So that's why that division, I think, is full of a lot of pressure.
Nah, 100% right. Yeah, 100% right. How you feel about the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning, Sean Payton and his press conference? Well, he pretty much said, the last coach there, Hackett, he was good. And Daniel Hackett, he basically said he was trash. He was garbage, in our words. But, he said it in his words. But he said it's one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the sport, which is, that's disrespectful, because, even if it's your honest opinion, man, you got to feel some way about that if you're Nathaniel Hackett. But, and I think that the crazy part about it is none of us try to argue it.
That's what I was about to say. Like, you disrespect me, but sometimes the truth hurts. That's all I can say. The truth hurts, man. The truth absolutely hurts, man. For what all the Broncos gave up to get Russell Wilson, if him only had, 14 touchdowns on the season, and that, that was a pretty bad job. Pretty bad job. Like, that's the way to lose your job in less than a year if you're not Urban Meyer.
I mean, but Urban Meyer, the thing about Urban Meyer is Urban Meyer has, he has a Hall of Fame college career as far as coach, right? He's a legend as far as, coach. And even though, I'm going to be honest with you, as we get further and further from his prime, or whatever you want to call it, whenever he was dominant at Ohio State and even in Florida, it is kind of like, he doesn't get, we don't really talk about him when we talk about, those great, great coaches, even though he had a good run. But I do think that that's because a lot of people that, they're the ones that actually do those conversations. I feel like they don't really, really vibe with Urban Meyer. I think a lot of people, behind closed doors have said things about him. So I think that's kind of what it is. But I think that is hilarious, though, that Sean Payton, shout out to him, said that, man. That's something.
Yeah, especially in the coaching realm. Like, the coaches are in the NFL, they're pretty tight. Like, just to slander a man's coaching ability of a team in the NFL.
So look, what games are you going to this year? Are you going, because you know this thing about it, you blessed because you're the fan of the team that you live in that city. So what games are you going to this year as a Houston Texans fan?
I'm trying to go to all of them, man. All of them. I'm really gonna try to find a way if I don't have to, work, of course. But I know the biggest one is definitely gonna be that one against the Steelers. That's when we were retiring JJ Watt's name up in the Raptors. Up
really? There. I got tickets to that.
Yeah, see that's the one. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna get that one. That's gonna be a big special moment. Like, his whole family's gonna be there, TJ, Derek, his mom, dad, everything. So that's gonna be something huge I definitely wanna go to.
I also want to go. I didn't even know that. I'm going just because I'm a Steelers fan. So we gonna
And that's why they picked it, because everybody, like, TJ be there. He's playing for the Steelers. Derek Watt. Is Derek Watt still playing for the Steelers?
I don't think he is. I think we got Connor Hayward. I think. I don't think.
Derek Watt, fullback. Fullback. That's the fullback.
I'm saying, I don't think Hayward, because we got Connor Hayward. Connor Hayward plays the.
He plays fullback.
Okay. Tight end, running back position, which is
the H back position.
Let's see. Yeah, he was a free agent. Nobody picked him up.
Okay, yeah, right. So definitely.
Good, man. Real guy.
Oh yeah, real guy. Yeah, most definitely. He played a position that's becoming almost obsolete. Like, it's almost like being, like, not at all. So they're making up different names, different positions and skills stuff set for it. So Understandable, understandable. But yeah, that's game. I'm trying to make all the home games that I can, and most definitely try to make that the Ring of Honor ceremony for JJ Watt. So yeah, but I'm also gonna be taking some college games out too as well though. So most definitely.
Man, you know, we lit because you know Longhorns coming to the city. When's the last time Longhorns came to the city?
To Houston?
Yeah. They come. They play the Cougars this year.
Yeah, they play U of H in the Big 12 this year.
And then when
the last time they was in the division, or last time UT was in Houston?
I'm talking about they came down to Houston and they play in Houston.
U of H. It's probably been a while. It's been a while since like the Southwest Conference days. When they played UT and U of H played in Houston, because you know once like UT left the Southwest Conference. That broke up. Everybody went their way, and UT went to the Big 12, and Houston went independent, and then went Conference USA, and they were working their way back up, and now they're back in the Big 12. And we know the big news in college football: Colorado's going back to the Big 12, man. And Deion Sanders saying, "Hey, we're gonna be ready. We're gonna get them boys ready." I know he got his first year at Colorado coming up, so hopefully he can, you know what I'm saying, get his feet wet in the Pac-12 for 1 year, then on to that Big 12, and you know what I'm saying, compete for some conference championships there.
Yeah, nah, you. I don't know.
Nah,
that's pretty fly, man. That's pretty fly, though. I think I want to go to that game. I'm trying to see if I can get tickets, man. Tickets not really that expensive, too. I don't know why I'm beating around the bush. I may have to pull up, man. It's gonna be in I forgot what month it is. It could be October.
I think it might be October.
Yeah, October. I think that's why I don't go. I think that's why I'm having bought, because I got a lot of things to do in October.
Yeah, got it. But you gotta get ready because it's a big move for UT next season, man. 2024, man. That's what I'm really waiting. I'm waiting on really big time. I think actually this year UT is gonna take care of business, win the Big 12, do what they're supposed to do. They might push for that college football playoff. I mean, so they might be pushing for that winning that Big 12.
Yeah, we pushing for that, but we know we about to run the SEC, bro. You already know.
Man, here you go, man. Y'all gotta earn your stripes in that league, man. You guys saying them? They came over.
I'm even about to run the SEC, bro. I'm telling you.
Y'all get some boys over there. I try to get some boys to compete. I don't blame you. Get your boy. Get ready. But you think you're gonna run the SEC?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. This SEC ain't no joke now, man.
I'm about to run it, bro. Tell them about to run the SEC, man. They about to fill our wrath, man.
What wrath is that, man? I ain't done that since 2009, man.
Nah, I mean, we Longhorns, brother. We gonna pull up. Don't worry.
we gonna pull up.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely gonna have to, you know, say revisit that situation in UT. But actually, you know, year one of SEC, I play my boys from Florida. You know what I'm saying? So y'all get to see is the year one y'all coming to the SEC. You know what I'm saying? We get to see some real. You know, show y'all boys how to play some real football, man. Nah,
come on, bro.
Nah, you
we actually play y'all. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we do. We play y'all. We play y'all.
We play y'all on a yearly basis. Come on, man. I'm about to show y'all what's up, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, we love Texas. We love to come down to Texas and play a little bit.
You get to travel to Austin and see your guys. There you go.
Yeah, it's gonna get probably like 2025 or something later. But I know 2024 we coming down to Austin. We be down there in Austin. Yeah. Austin, Texas. Anything football, man. What you got on the football trail that you want to speak on or say anything about? I know you're ready to get at this. What's called, man? This boxing.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty much done with football, man. You know, we finally here. We are finally here. We got Terrence Crawford, and we got Errol Spence, man. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, as it gets closer, it's like, man, it's like a real 50-50 fight, man. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, of course, you know, it's Terrence Crawford's fight because he's the more skilled boxer. But you just know that Errol Spence got the dog in him to really beat him. You know what I mean? I know we get the rematch. So if it's a close fight, they'll give us a rematch. Yeah. Man, but I just think that, you know, it's just that feeling that we get with boxing, man, where you just – it's a prize fight. You know, it's a good weekend, man. Everybody's going to be glued to their TVs. We know everybody's going to be watching the same thing in unison, man. And I think that's amazing. What are you planning on watching today?
I think I have a fight party I'm going to go to. One of my friends, he got one. Unless you got you throwing a fight partner, I might pull up on you, my boy.
Nah, I'm gonna be watching it with the tea lady, man.
Gotcha.
Watching with the tea lady.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So I'll probably be, you know, good fight party. You know, chilling. Hopefully, get something to eat, sit back and enjoy the what's called. Is anybody on the undercard that you do a fight? One of the undercards you looking at? That,
oh, you know, Cruz on the undercard. You know everybody.
Okay, Cruz.
Cruz milking that. You know, I went 12 rounds with Tank. Yeah. He milking that. But but that's kind of where I'm at with it, man. I'm just at the crib with the tea lady. Mm-hmm. You know, she's vegetarian, so she's gonna cook something that she gotta do. I'll probably pick up me some wings.
Okay.
You know, have a little Patron, you know, something light. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy the fight, man. Enjoy the evening, surprise fight. How many times we get to have these type of feelings, these type of events, you know, we finally got one. So
That's good. Okay. So break it down to us, man. Break it down to our fans, man. Okay, break it down and let us know that
it's the fight when people say Terrence Crawford is more skilled, you know, I think that it's two different type of fighters, and he's more skilled in the sense that you see more feints, you see more head movement. His footwork is a little more flashy, his hand speed, and he has power. And that's really the special thing about Terrence Crawford is he started off at 130 and his power went up. You know, a lot of times with guys, you know, they can knock people out earlier in their career, but when they get older in their career, you don't see a knockout power. And it's not because they're not as strong, it's because they're in the higher weight class, they're fighting bigger guys. Those same punches are gonna knock people out. And Terrence Crawford, you're talking about a guy that's sitting on, I think, what, 10 straight knockouts? Mm-hmm. I mean, since he's been to any division, you know, that's his style of fight. His style of fight is knocking somebody out, hurting something, right? So to me, I feel like that has to be consistent because Earl is going to push that. Earl's type of fight. Earl is not flashy. He's not a counter. He can counterpunch, but Terrence Crawford is probably one of the better counterpunchers that the sport has seen, right? Mm-hmm. And with Earl's going to keep coming forward. So if, you know, Earl being a bigger guy and he's talking about he's banking off durability, if he is as durable as in, you know, he can avoid those shots and the shots that he do take, they don't affect him, they don't slow him down. If Terrence Crawford can't slow Errol Spence down, I think Errol Spence can really take him down. I think he can stop him late or not enough time is left and he get a decision. But that's how I see the fight. I think that Terrence Crawford is going to have to outbox him for 12 rounds and you know, see if he slows Errol Spence down, he can possibly knock him out in the later rounds. If he doesn't, he's not going to knock him out in the later rounds. He's going to have to outbox him. And if that freight train come with Errol Spence, where you see that activity and you see him consistently throwing that jab and you see him digging at the body, if you see that at the beginning of the fight, but you're still giving the rounds to Terrence Crawford, don't worry, because those digs to the body, they're going to catch up to Terrence Crawford if he does not hurt Errol Spence. If Errol Spence just continues to dig to the body, you know, I can see Terrence Crawford starting off early, possibly winning the first, probably winning the first three out of the four rounds. And then, but if those three out of four rounds, even though Errol Spence is losing, if he's digging to the body, he's investing into the bank, man. He's taking it to the bank. Yeah. He's depositing into that bank, man. He's waiting for his payout. Because that payout gonna happen those later rounds when you're tired, you're gassed, you know, and then we're talking about Boom and Dutch Crawford had to step on the scale twice. You know, that's a big deal. You know what I mean? Having to step on the scale twice. That's a sign right there that, you know, Crawford is 35, turned 36 in September, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a real true 50-50 fight, man. I think that I'm going to enjoy it. I hope everyone else enjoys it. And first and foremost, man, just shout out to boxing. I mean, we got fights that we wanted to see in Tank and Ryan Garcia, and now we're getting a fight that we need to see. And Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, hopefully they give us that fight that I don't know if we need to see it or we want to see it. I think a lot of people in boxing say we need to see it, Benavidez and Canelo. But, you know, we do get Charlo and Canelo. So we get to see Canelo, who's a star, and Charlo, who's a star. We get to see them. And I think that's the amazing part. The amazing part is that we're seeing the big names face each other. And I feel like this is just one of the first of many clashes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Technically, it's the second, but it's at the beginning. I think we got a long year of just good matches down the road. I predict for us to see some good boxing. Be on the lookout for Jerron Boots Ennis. Be on the lookout for David Benavidez, David Morrell. There's a young guy in the amateurs, Carmel Moon. Be on the lookout for him in some years down the road. Man, I think boxing's in a great space. And this fight, it's one of those fights. Saturday, you know, you got to get your nap in. You know, they're not walking onto the ring until about 10 o'clock. So,
yeah. It's going to be a long night. It's going to be a long night, most definitely.
I don't think I'm going to be going to sleep right after the fight. I think I'm going to have to, you know, bask my tail on that one, man.
Come down a little bit. But before we get your pick, I do want to, like you were saying, like boxing as it's, you know, something going on. But I know we was on Twitter when we were talking about the list that they had pound for pound fighters and things like that the other day. We were saying they left Tank Davis off of it, and you were saying the belts and things like that. Do you think that Tank Davis is pound for pound a top 10 fighter in the boxing world?
I don't really like the pound for pound conversation too much. And if I'm being honest with you. My thing was, is I understand how it works. So I understand why Tank is not necessarily on the pound for pound list, because at the end of the day, he does not have any belts. In the pound for pound list, a lot of times it goes off of, you know, you dominating divisions. And even though we know, you know, it's Tank. Tank is a lightweight. Let's see. I'm looking up his stuff right now, right?
Yeah.
You know, super lightweight, then got up into welterweight and stopped Darius, right? But at the same time, he doesn't have any belts in those divisions. Yeah. So that's kind of where it works for me. I'm trying to figure out. God dang, that's a lot of. It's crazy. So you search up Davis, and they'll tell you like every boxer who named it Davis, like even the boxer like a record of 0-1, like
they
should. Oh, like,
Once you become a professional, man, it's out there now. Information is there.
Yeah, but I mean, even if I'm searching, they should probably show me the more famous boxer.
Yeah, more famous, so we actually know, seen before.
So what happens, man? If you beat champions, man, like that's how you get that pound for pound respect. Me personally, I don't really care about the pound for pound list. Mm-hmm. I like prize fights. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even. I like the fact I'm not even the guy that like the that follows on the belts too often. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm a little bit different on that part. I don't really feel like, you know. I understand why he's not, but Tank is definitely, you know, if you ask me, you know, Tank is definitely one of my, you know what I'm saying, top five fighters right now. I mean, I'll be honest with you, when it comes to making sure I buy his pay-per-views and watch him and enjoy him, it's really him, Errol Spence, and I mean, did I get the last Canelo fight? What was the last Canelo fight?
You talking about the one when he went up to heavyweight, or was it the one?
What you say?
You talking about the one he went up to heavyweight or where he came back down?
Nah, his last one, he just fought back in his hometown. I watched that after the fact, right? I didn't really get that.
I don't think a lot of people got that one.
Yeah, so it's like, nah, Tank definitely, you know what I'm saying, that guy, you know what I'm saying? But I understand why they leaving him off a pound for pound list. You're talking about Inoue, he's on his, like, bro, he's on his fourth weight class. And he's beating all the champions easily.
Yeah.
That's when they talk about pound for pound. Mm. Like, beating the champions, like, easily, bro. Like, it ain't like, bro, you see some of the moves he did on some of the punches he did on Fulton, bro, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But gotcha. But I understand, man. We finally got to the biggest part that we've been waiting for, man. Want to let you know we got to get your take and who you're taking in the fight and things like that. I know me myself, I'm gonna go ahead and go with Terrence Crawford and the decision to the card. So don't think it's gonna be a knockout nowhere. It's just gonna be a decision. And I did take a heed when you said he might have to knock down Spence to get that decision. But that's my take. Now we're here for the luxurious boxing code, man. What's up, man? What you got for us?
Man, for me, I got Spence in the late round stoppage, man.
Gotcha.
Late round stoppage, man.
Yeah, I heard it first. He'll fill the stats, man. But Kobe said the stoppage, man. Earl Spence, man. We just will be waiting on this. We came back for this week's episode. You know what I'm saying? I came in. Kobe spoke his piece, broke it down for you. Maybe y'all know what y'all need to watch out for the future of boxing. This fight here, what it means, what it brings to the state of boxing. Boxing is back. It's back in full force, man.
100%, man.
Anything else you want to drop on us, you know what I'm saying, as far as the world of sports, boxing,
nah,
football,
I'm good.
Battle, anything, man.
Nah, I'm
good. Oh, also, I do want to do prayers up to, you know, to the James family, you know, Brian James, you know what I'm saying, was in the hospital. Yeah. He's out now, man. Everything sounds like everything is good. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to keep our prayers up to that. And as he recovers, you know what I'm saying, he get back to doing what he needs to do on the basketball court, you know what I'm saying, at USC this upcoming season, man.
Man, yeah, 100%, man. Same thing. I'm sending blessings to their family, man.
Yes, most definitely. Like I said, we got Philly stats. I do got one more incident I want to break. Don't drop right now here on it. You're going to pertain to it too. You're going to be in it too. We're going to have a new segment in Philly stats where you get your, I wouldn't say, you get what, you get your rocks off. You get to say something that's bothering you that you need to put out here. We're going to give it to you, anybody. Like I said, right now, I'm going to do my part, you know what I'm saying, as we end the show. But I'm going to give an opportunity where we're going to have people, hey, if you got something that you've been irking in the sports world and want to say, you need to get at me, Kobe, and make sure we get at each other. So get at one of us on Twitter. Like I said, you can find me. You can find a page in Feeling Stats. You can find me, Young and Educated. Kobe, you can let them know where they can find you at. And this is where you want to get off something in sports that you've been irking you to say, you get the opportunity to do it right here now on Feeling Stats.
100%.
100%. So, you know what I'm saying? I know me, my biggest thing right now, you know what I'm saying? I know we've been watching, you know what I'm saying, NBA offseason and things like that, is the debate of, because I know it's coming from sitting from, you know, I know a lot of people watch the Jeff Teague podcast when he was on a certain podcast. He was saying, they asked him Dwayne Wade versus James Harden. And he literally said, it's Harden, but he's not going to say it because I know why he doesn't want to say it. But I'm just saying, strictly, we talk about the game of basketball. We talk about what's produced on the court. Besides the championships, James Harden is the better basketball player than Dwayne Wade.
That's how you feeling?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes, I respect the Wayne Wade championship. I'm not taking that away. But if we're talking about basketball, we're talking about Dwayne Wade. Is actually, to me, he's fallen. I still take AI over Dwayne Wade. And that's, ironically, that's who's inducting AI into the Hall of Fame is Dwayne Wade. Yeah. So that's pretty dope. The three lives on, that's pretty dope. But my take right now, what you want to say, James Harden is the better basketball player than Dwayne Wade. But shout out to Dwayne Wade, man. He's doing his thing. Him and his wife, his kids, everything. Hey, big ups to that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm going to leave with on Feeling Stats. But like I said, people, the fans, y'all will be able to do the same thing. Make sure you get at us and you get your chance to do the same exact thing.
All right.
But now that being said, Cole, tell them where they can find you at, man. So
you can find me anywhere on social media with the Kobe, THACOBY, man.
All right, man. Man, we appreciate you once again, you know, giving us the knowledge of the boxing, breaking down the boxing world, giving your take. Man, we're here. Saturday is here. Fight night. It's going to be here. The best believe the crew of Feeling Stats will be watching it. We, like I said, you can find the show page on Feeling Stats on Twitter. We are on YouTube. Make sure you see the stream. Share it with everybody, your mamas, cousins, brothers, sisters, daddies, uncles. Yeah, anybody, make sure you get this out to the people, to the masses. And remember what I said, you get your shot to say what's on your mind, what's been irking you, right here on Feeling Stats, man. I appreciate y'all. And this is another episode of Feeling Stats, man. Y'all be easy. Y'all be blessed out there.
Let's go, man. Appreciate it, brother.